This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Sheldon, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Romans chapter 10, beginning with verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, bring Christ down from above. For who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let us pray. Our Father, we just bow in thy presence today to give thanks to thy holy and righteous name for the gift of thy Son, for the gift of thy Spirit, and for the gift of thy faith to lay hold of thee with. And we praise thee that thou dost work this in our hearts by thy Spirit. Now, Father, as we wait before thee for this waiting radio audience, we do pray that thou wilt work effectually in their hearts. Oh, that today saving virtue, saving faith may go forth, and hearts will be enabled to turn from themselves and to turn unto Christ. For it is in his precious name that we pray. Amen. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. My dear friend, would you like to have a part in this radio ministry of the Word of Truth, preaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are? Then write us and tell us that you're standing with us in prayer, praying that God will use His Word and send it forth in power and much assurance to the souls of men. This is the encouragement that we need more than anything else, that God would lay upon your heart to pray for us and to pray that His Word will go forth. We desire that you would write for this series of messages that we've been delivering on saving faith. What is it? We'd be happy to send it to you free and postpaid for you to read there in your home. We want you to listen as we go into the last message today, trusting that God will use it to our hearts. Write us. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We come today to our last message in this series, as I said, on saving faith. What is it? We've been showing to you from the Word of God the four essential elements or ingredients of saving faith, and have dealt at length in the last three messages on the last one of these, and that is, saving faith is a believing on Christ with the whole heart, which means that I trust Him with the understanding, the affection, and the will. Now, in this last message, I'm impressed by the Holy Spirit to go back and look in more detail at the second element of saving faith, and that is that saving faith is a genuine coming to and looking to Christ for all things that are needed in salvation. And I pray that God will take His Word home to your heart and to my heart today, and that saving faith will go forth, and that hearts will be enabled to look out, look up, and look away from self unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, if we are to be saved through Christ and by Christ, if we are to stand before God in Christ justified, made righteous and cleansed from all of our sin, then the Scriptures plainly declare in a multitude of places that it shall be through faith. And Christ Himself is to be the only object of this faith. And this we call saving faith. Yes, the Scriptures plainly declare that it is by the grace of God in Christ that we are saved. And the means by which we received Christ and His so great salvation is through faith worked in our understanding, in our affection and our will by the Holy Spirit who has been given from God for this very same work. You see, dear friend, it is pleased our sovereign God that the just shall live by faith, according to Romans 1:17. And the object of that faith shall be the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Further, it has pleased our sovereign God that all the blessings that come to us through His eternal Son are to be received through the channel of faith. Therefore, we hear it stated in His Word that without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so I desire to set before you today the scriptural teaching concerning this gracious truth of saving faith, and what it is, and how it is used, and how it is worked in our souls, and how, when we have it, it goes flowing unto the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the object of this faith. I desire that you listen to a few of the scriptures that set forth these gracious truths. We showed you in Romans 1:17 that the just shall live by faith. And as Romans 10:10 tells us, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We read in Romans 3:25 that God has set forth Christ to be a propitiation. How? Through faith in His blood. We hear in Romans 4:3 that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And again in Romans 4:5, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Or as Romans 5:1 tells us, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And God has given in His grace that we would have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Again we read in Romans 3:25 that the blessings of sin forgiven comes to us through faith in the blood of Christ Jesus. Also it is stated that we are justified before God, counted righteous before Him as we look to Christ in His perfect righteousness by faith, according to Romans 3:27. Again, it is set forth in Romans 2:20 that all spiritual life is received into the soul by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. We read in Galatians 3:26 that we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Also, we read in Ephesians 3:12 and Romans 5:2 that our access to God, our coming into His very presence, is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is set before us as the object of our faith and the object of our hope, and the one who has opened that new and living way whereby we can come into the very presence of God and look to Him by faith, knowing that He is, and that He will give unto us all that He has promised. Are you listening? I believe we have given scriptural proof that the just shall live by faith, and that without faith it is impossible to please the living God. Now, the question is asked, what is faith? And how is it described in the Scriptures? And how is it exercised? I want you to listen, my friend, as we try to answer these questions. The act of faith, the coming to Christ as the object of our faith, is described in the Scriptures under many, many names. In Isaiah 45:22, we find the word look to describe saving faith. May we hear God saying, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. We hear this same truth being brought out in the New Testament in Hebrews 12:1-2 in these words, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, doing what? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Again, the same truth of using the eyes of the soul to see Him who is invisible is given us by John the Baptist in John 1:29 in these words when he says, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, the eye of faith goes out of oneself to Him who alone has been lifted up for our transgression and raised again for our justification. So here he uses the eye of the soul as an evidence that faith exists. And he describes it as the eye looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Also the ear of the soul is used to show faith and the way saving faith comes into the soul. In Isaiah 55:3 we read, incline your ear and come unto me. here and your soul shall live. John 5:25 tells us that the dead, the spiritual dead, shall hear the voice of the Son of God as He speaks from His Word by His Spirit, and they that hear shall live. Again, Romans 10:17 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So in all these Scriptures, faith is described as hearing, not only with the outer ear, but the ear of the soul, hearing what God would tell us from His precious Word as He speaks to us by His Holy Spirit. Again, the Scriptures use the expression to take, or the hand of the soul. And He uses this as a means to describe saving faith. Revelation 22:17 says, "And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Or as John 1:12 puts it, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." You see, here we see faith described as the hand of the soul that reaches out and takes and receives all that God has to offer us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, the mouth is also described as a means of faith. For we read in Matthew 7:7, "Ask, and it shall be given you." And in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Yes, we are to ask and we are to call. And this the Scripture describes as being an act of faith. My friend, to sum it all up, we read these words in Romans 10:9-10, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Oh, how gracious our living God is to us, to give us such an array of descriptions by which we may know how to come to Christ saving. Isn't that precious? He uses the members of the physical body to describe how the soul comes to Christ saving me. He says, "With the feet we walk and stand in faith. With the hands we take and receive this precious faith. With the eyes we behold by faith Him who is invisible. With the ears we hear His voice by faith as He speaks to us out of His Word. And with the mouth we call upon Him in faith. And then with all of our affections described as the heart, we believe and trust Him as He is lifted up out of the Word by His Spirit." Also, as we have described in our past three messages, this saving faith works by love, as the affections are drawn out to Christ, as He has shown us in the gospel, and as the Holy Spirit who has been given to us makes us a willing people in the day of His power to close in savingly with the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that our God was so pleased to give us all of these illustrations? And I have yet more to give in another aspect just a little later on. I praise God for this. Now, if you will turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we will find a scriptural definition of faith. There we read, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." As the Amplified Translation puts it, "Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." Don't you like that? Dear friend, I believe if we would take these words and refer them to saving faith, we would understand them to mean confidence. This is what faith is. Confidence in the Lord's character and the Lord's motives. Confidence in His ability to perform all that He said He would do as revealed in His precious Word. and the assurance that he cannot lie. Therefore, he is the true and the faithful witness, and he will bring to pass that which he has promised. And as we read in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Yes, it is confidence in the living God, in his character, that he cannot lie, and the assurance that he is the true and the faithful witness. And you've listened, and I want you to listen further. I want you to get these next statements now. I don't want you to miss them. They are the basis and the heart of our message today. Listen. The faith that saves has as its basis, its foundation, the Word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, listen to me now, faith acknowledges the necessity and merit of Christ's death and the power of his resurrection. It acknowledges Christ's death as the only sufficient means of redeeming the soul from eternal death and hell, and Christ's resurrection as the sufficient power in the gospel to save, to keep, and to give victory over sin. Faith does not look to itself inward. It looks outward, looks upward, it looks to Christ. It looks to all that he is and all that it's done. It does not look at circumstances or the darkness of the way or the hardness of the way. It does not look to the suggestions of the world or the power of Satan. It looks to Christ and finds in him and his atoning death and the power of his resurrection all that can save him and keep him and give him victory and get him home at last. Again, the faith that saves, believes, and appropriates the word that he was delivered up for our offenses and raised again for our justification. You see, dear friend, the Christian faith, the faith that saves, gives assent to the whole gospel and relies fully on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as having been shed in his behalf to put away his sins from before the face of a sin-hating God. Faith comes to the Word and draws from the Word as it looks to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Word, and finds in him his all in all. Again, saving faith is a practical thing. It is not some fantasy, some far-fetched idea of getting to some place or having some experience or some feeling. Oh, no. Saving faith is taking God at his word and looking only to Christ for all that is needed for time and for eternity. It is resting the whole man in the hands of the whole Christ, who is the prophet, the priest, and the king, to teach him, to die for him, to intercede for him, and as king to rule over him in life and in death and for eternity. Listen to me now. Faith is like the diseased woman touching the hem of his garment. It is like the man in the temple smiting yourself upon your breast, crying, God, look upon me, the sinner, as you look upon Christ, the mercy seat. That's faith. Faith is like crying like Jacob, I will not let you go until you bless me. It is crying like Ephraim, turn me, Lord, and I shall return. Faith is crying like Peter, Lord, help me, or I perish. It is crying like Job, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And then when you go to the book of Psalms, we find there that they are full of the cry of faith. And beloved, these are given to us to plead like the psalmist day by day. And Psalm 38:15, for in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O my God, I have no other deliverer but thee. There is none in heaven that I desire beside thee. There is none in heaven, there is none on earth, thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. And then he cries, Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. And he cries, Say to my soul, Thou art my salvation. And then it says, It hears from the word, What shall I render to God for all of his benefits? I will take, watch it now, I will take the cup of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. That's faith going out after him. And then it hears the word that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So it cries after him, and it hears the word, Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy soul. And then it hears the word that comes ringing. I was in the miry clay, and God heard my cry and delivered me up out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my going and put a song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. It's the soul crying out after him. And on we could go in the Psalms. Therefore, in all of these and much more have been left poor, seeking, believing sinners as cries unto the living God, for they are the cries of faith. Again, saving faith draws from Christ justification, righteousness, peace, and joy. It draws from Christ all the deliverance that it needs for mercy and for grace. It goes to him for help, for hope, for strength, for blessing. It looks to him for guidance and for forgiveness of sins. Faith casts the whole man on Christ for time and eternity in the practical things of everyday life. For faith is the lifeline between the soul and its Savior, between heaven and hell. That's right, between earth and heaven. Faith cries unto Christ for all things, in all things. It cries unto God for victory over sin, over self, over Satan, and over the world. Then faith goes out to the living God, reminding the Savior of his promises and will not let go until the blessing comes. This is faith. Then again, saving faith knows only one life, and that is the life that is now being lived in the flesh. Faith knows and believes in that which is to come, but faith knows it must overcome in this life, and therefore goes to the author and the finisher of his faith, even Jesus Christ himself. Faith knows where its strength lies, and that is in Christ. So faith continues to go to him day by day, for like Peter, he says, To whom shall I go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. So you see, my dear friend, based upon the eternal word of God, God's promise, faith knows that it will not be denied. It knows that 1 John 5:14 and 15 that we gave you a moment ago is true, that this is the confidence that we have in him. That he cannot lie. That when he hears us, and we know that we have the petition that we have desired of him. My dear friend, I have tried by the grace of God in these messages to set before you in the power of the Holy Spirit this precious gift of saving faith. And my prayer is that our gracious living God would be pleased to honor his word and work this grace of faith in your heart by His Holy Spirit. You'll want a copy of these messages. Write us for them and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.